This is Mary Jane, and I'm on the phone with Odd Modern.
This is Gerardo, and I'm the drummer and producer for the band.
Hey, this is Benina, and I'm the lead singer of Odd Modern and keyboardist.
Would you guys mind explaining how the band got together?
We kind of got together by Craigslist. I was actually looking for a band to join, and I found Gerardo's music on MySpace, and I listened to one of the tracks called Depressed Sequence, and that kind of got me interested into calling in. And so we met a couple of times here in Sierra Madre, and I don't know, we just kind of clicked and began playing music together.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
8 months, but before Danina was the singer, I had a bunch of people trying out and different singers for the past almost 3 years. So the music has been developing for a while, and then finally when Danina came in, it all kind of fell into place, and we finished an album pretty fast over the last, 6 months.
Do you guys have any past projects that really stick out or influence what Odd Modern is doing now?
Well, I've done some of my own. I've been in a lot of bands before as the drummer, but I was always making music on my computer on the side. I had a project called Ronald Reagan that was, mostly just very techno, kind of jungle beat kind of stuff. And then I did a project called Nerd Riot, and we didn't really have any success with either of the projects, but I completed an album with each one. When I was doing Nerd Riot, it was a lot of guitar-oriented stuff. So Odd Modern is almost a blend of both. It's guitar-oriented and a lot of electro sounds at the same time.
Pretty much, I've been developing my voice for quite a while. I've been looking for some other bands prior to Odd Modern and kind of joined more of the punk pop scene, kind of more worked out, and that just didn't work out. And then I worked with a guy for about a year, and we were doing more folk music, a little more softer, more relaxed tunes. And that didn't work out either. So I was really excited when I found the music. With Gerardo, I think he was my last hope. I was kind of this doesn't work out. You know, this will be the end. I won't do it anymore.
Right now, Odd Modern is a duo. Would you guys consider expanding the band to include more members?
We had been looking for people for a while, a guitarist maybe, or maybe a bass player or another keyboard player. But we kind of found that people are not very reliable, and it sort of takes a certain kind of person to enjoy this kind of music because, I write all the parts myself, so the people would basically be hired guns. They'd just be playing what I wrote anyways. So we found that using a laptop is better because it's not as much of a problem getting practice together with two people as it would be with four. There's not, as many people to schedule, and there's not as many lives to work around, so we're a pretty stripped-down band, so if we need to go somewhere, it's not that hard to get two people somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Kasabian Seasick is the album that you have out now. Would you mind describing how it was to put that together?
Kasabian Seasick?
Yes. Sorry.
It's just a couple of the songs are, 3 years old. A lot of the other stuff is more recent, things I've been writing over the summer in the past couple of years. And it's just a lot of, a lot of, electro-influenced, a lot of pop-influenced, and basically I work with Reason and Pro Tools, and I just put tracks together, and then I come up with, melodies, and then me and Vanina have been coming up with lyrics together and just working over the course of last summer through the fall on recording and getting everything together, and we've had a couple friends help out with different things. On the song Kasabian Seasick, my roommate Ken, who drums for a band called Ozma, does the vocals, and he also helps with playing guitar on the song Rock and Roll, because he's a little bit better guitarist than I am, so I had him record that stuff. But everything else in the album is basically me playing and Vanina singing.
Okay, so would you say that there's a narrative or theme behind the album?
I don't think there's a theme on purpose. Basically, the overall album is the lyrics are all kind of melancholy and they're pretty dark if you really pay attention to them. But on the surface, the music and the lyrics kind of sound light and a little bit humorous. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of like my personality in general. I think we both kind of share that a little bit where, like, on the surface, it seems very nice, but if you really kind of delve into the depths of the music and the lyrics, it's a little darker.
Okay. Is there a track on the album that has kind of a behind-the-scenes story or that's of particular relevance to either of you?
A lot of the songs that we kind of wrote together, I mean, they just kind of think of what we thought of the music when we listened to it, and I would just kind of babble on about nothing, and Gerardo would just come out with the lyrics. So, kind of about things that, like, actually, you know, I think all the songs almost are like actual life, you know.
Yeah, the
problems or something.
The most literal song on the album is Depressed Sequence, because it just means dialing a phone number. And it's about those days when you need to get a hold of somebody and all you hear is voicemails, and you've reached a voicemail of, or you've reached the voicemail box of, and you just can't get a hold of anybody. So it's just literally about people not picking up their phones.
Okay, if you could only describe the music that Odd Modern is making in three words, what would they be?
Very high concept. let's see.
Odd?
No. I think odd and modern probably are two words. But besides that, I would say I would want it to be odd, modern, and unique.
All right, how do you guys think electronic music is perceived in the mainstream music industry?
I don't know. I think a lot of people really don't, you know, get into the electric music as much. They probably think of it more as techno or, you know, something that you can listen to only at raves or something like that. But I think our album definitely, you know, you can definitely put it in a long drive and listen to the whole thing through and not have to skip any of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know, our band will make a change of that.
It's also hard to get away from comparisons that don't really make sense. Like, when I first started making music, people were like, oh, it sounds like the Postal Service. But before the Postal Service came out, people were like, oh, your music's really unique.
Uh-huh.
So I think people just compare it to things that they know of, and they don't really have a lot of good reference points for electronic music that isn't techno or, you know, beat-driven. It's really just a means to an end, and I grew up in the 80s with a lot of, like, electronic disco, and that's, like, a huge influence on me, so I just like the palette of sounds that, like, an 808 and the synthesizer has.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, because the type of music that you guys are making is so, not underground, but not well-known, is kind of making it in mainstream a goal of yours, or is that something you'd like to see happen?
I think it's a possibility. There's always kind of, like, bands on the outskirts of mainstream music, but really my goals aren't to be super mainstream. I wouldn't want to have to compromise anything artistically just to make money.
Right.
Basically, the only goal is to, you know, make a career out of it some way.
What are your non-musical influences?
Life. Obstacles that you come by. Everything. I mean, everything pretty much happens on a daily basis is kind of an influence, you know, whether it be boyfriends or work or, you know,
mm-hmm.
really anything in my perspective.
Yeah, I would say poverty for myself.
What would be the perfect Odd Modern billing for a show?
I would say we open up for Metric and Radiohead, and
yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think that would be our number one goal.
Okay, cool. When you guys aren't producing or performing, what are you most likely found to be doing?
Shopping? Not working.
That's pretty much all I do, actually. If I'm not working temp jobs, doing something music-related, if not for myself or other projects, that's pretty much all I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's one materialistic item that you wouldn't be able to part with?
I would just say computer.
Oh, I really don't know. I guess they'd probably be, oh, my scarf. I really, that I'm wearing right now, I wear like almost every day, whether it's 100 degrees outside or like today, really cloudy and gloomy.
Definitely a signature item.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite sound?
I would say square wave.
I really wouldn't know what my favorite sound is. I really like the drums, but, you know, like, I think that's, you know, I don't think you can do a band without, like, a live drum sound. Mm-hmm. I think we were trying to do that in the beginning. We were trying to see which way we wanted to go. We were thinking of doing, like, some acoustic thing earlier on, and I think once we started playing with the live drums, you know, we definitely found out that, no, we had to go that direction.
Yeah. Do you guys have, or do you think there's a music single out there that's completely underrated by the public, but you think is an absolute classic?
I would say that we might agree that Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, we love that song. I heard it on the radio, and I just called Gerardo. I was like, you have to hear this song. And we sometimes just sit here playing it over and over on repeat, and we're like...
First day I downloaded it, I had it on all day.
Yeah. I think I left practice, and like 2 days later, it was still on.
Yeah.
So what can fans of Odd Modern look forward to?
Lots of live shows, hopefully.
Yeah. Growth.
Yeah, we're trying to book as many shows as possible, and we're booking a small tour for June in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And once our album comes out, we'll probably do some promoting by touring so we can get the word out.
And what's the ultimate goal for Odd Modern?
Basically, just to be able to support ourselves making something we love.
Yeah, and also having other people, you know, enjoy it as well, I think is going to be our main goal, to see that other people can relate to what we do.
Mm-hmm. And so at the end of my interviews, I always ask my musicians the same three questions. And the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
I say howdy a lot. I'm trying to get people to do that, actually. Whenever somebody introduces me, I'll say howdy. And when people, even if people I've known for a long time and they come in or something, I'll just be like, howdy.
I don't really know if I have a word that I use all the time. Can you think of any?
Nothing nobody else says, like cool or
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to think about that. I'll pay attention more to what I say.
So what's your drink of choice?
You know what? Oh, I'm going to have to say it. Arizona green tea with honey and ginseng. I think I have about 5 of those a day.
Yeah. That's definitely the band's drink of choice.
Yeah, you'll see me at shows with it, definitely. They're right next to my keyboard.
Hopefully they'll sponsor us someday and we can get an endless supply of ginseng green tea.
All right, and how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
You know, I used to live off of eyeliner when I was in high school. They used to make fun of me and say, I sleep with eyeliner. I mean, I really, really like it. I try not to wear too much of it now, only because I feel like too much makeup on. I think the older I got, the less I started to wear.
Yeah.
And the less, more consumed into what I look like.
And to answer your question with the question, solid or liquid?
Yeah.
You're the first person to make that distinguishment.
Well, I mean, you know, it depends. If it's liquid, I'm not all about it. But if it's a solid one, you just flick a little lighter, get it going, and then you're good to go.
Yeah.
Can't get on the inside of the eye.
Exactly. So much control.
All right. Do you guys have any final notes for fans listening?
We've only been together for 8 months, and to me, it looks pretty promising, so I'd say stick around and see what happens.